This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pope Francis is backing a call by the United Nations for a global ceasefire to allow the world to focus on fighting the coronavirus pandemic instead. Saying the disease knows no borders, Francis appealed to everyone to stop every form of bellicose hostility and to favor the creation of corridors for humanitarian help, diplomatic efforts, and attention to those who find themselves in situations of great vulnerability, he said on Sunday. More than 662,700 people have been infected by the coronavirus across the world, and more than 30,750 people have died, according to a Reuters tally. About a third of the deaths have been in Italy. Another extremely hard-hit country, Spain, is reporting the highest daily rise so far in coronavirus fatalities, 838 deaths in 24 hours. The number of people killed in Europe overall passes 20,000. Meantime, European Affairs Minister Amélie de Montchalin said Sunday that how the European Union responds to the coronavirus outbreak will determine its credibility and utility. These comments come after the bloc failed to agree last week on measures to cushion the economic blow from the pandemic. The minister said Europe's populist parties would be the winners if EU leaders failed to act together during a major crisis. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is writing to every household in the United Kingdom to urge people to stay home and follow the rules amid the coronavirus outbreak. The letter from Johnson, who has tested positive for the virus, warns Britons that things will get worse before they get better, as he urged people to stay indoors and slow the spread of the virus. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump backed away from calling for a quarantine for coronavirus hotspots in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Instead, Mr. Trump is directing that a strong travel advisory be issued to stem the spread of the outbreak. Trump raised the idea of a quarantine in a tweet Saturday, but governors in the three states pushed back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said roping off states was akin to a federal declaration of war. A little good news, the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the coronavirus outbreak first emerged, began lifting a two-month lockdown this weekend. By restarting some metro services and reopening borders, allowing some semblance of normalcy to return. South Korea and Japan said that North Korea Sunday fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. This, they say, continues a streak of weapons launches, suggesting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is trying to strengthen domestic support amid worries about a possible coronavirus outbreak in his country. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the missiles flying from the North Korean eastern coastal city of Wonsan into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan Sunday morning. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu tweeted Saturday that reporters from the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post are welcome on his democratic island. Taiwan's invitation to American journalists harassed by China to locate there instead would free them from Chinese government pressure, but distance them from Asia's hub for international news. Foreign Minister Wu invited reporters who had been thrown out of China. Chinese authorities last week expelled several Times Journal and Post reporters. China threw out three reporters from the Wall Street Journal in February because of the news organization's headline calling China a sick man of Asia due to its COVID-19 outbreak. The husband of a jailed British-Iranian aid worker says his wife has had her temporary prison release extended for two more weeks by the Iranian government. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, currently on leave from prison and at her parents' home in Tehran, had been due to return to custody on April 4th. She's been detained in Iran since April 2016. And in September 2016, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly plotting to topple the Iranian government. She denies the charges, as did her employer, the Thomson Reuters Foundation, and the British government, which has demanded her release. Iran is the hardest hit country in the Middle East by the coronavirus pandemic, with more than 38,300 confirmed cases. This is VOA News.